Hi, I'm Naimisha. I'm a product manager at World Education Services. I'm originally from India, Bangalore, and I've been living here in the US for over 10 years now. Today, I'm going to be speaking with Anuz and Deepika on their podcast at the end of the day about how I navigated my career here in the US.
Naimisha, thank you so much for your time today. We are so happy to have you in our podcast.
Thank you for calling me.
What does your name mean, Naimisha?
That's a great question. Not a lot of people ask me that question. So I'm told by my mother, who named me, Naimisha actually means a very pious place where the soul reaches the divine. So for instance, there are like rishis who are like pious people, like saints in India.
Right.
It's only if they go to this forest called Naimisha Aranyam, which means a forest, will the soul reach the divine after death.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And let me say, what brought you to America in 2010, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Life brought me to America. I actually got married, to my husband now in America. He was studying at Rochester, and then he was working here in the U.S. So we got married in 2010, and that's what brought me here.
You came here at the age of 23. Was it difficult to, you know, blend in to American workforce?
So between me coming here to the US, I did study in UK. I did my master's in UK. So I was already kind of acclimatized to the, you know, living away from India for some time. So when I came here, to be honest, there's quite a bit of a difference in terms of culture in the UK and here in the US. So that was definitely something which stood out for me. In the initial years, I did miss a lot of my friends and my family, but soon the US started becoming that place where I started building a family. Mm-hmm. So I think very, very quickly it transitioned to a place where I started to think that this is home.
Yeah.
When you reach out to, for example, the Columbia University or other organizations where you worked as a contractor, how was the process like? How did you reach out? How did you end up getting those projects?
I think it's very important for, to tap into your shared networks. And it's like, somebody introducing to somebody and telling you, okay, there's this opportunity for you. And then you kind of have this exploratory conversation and see where you can kind of offer your skill sets. And that's how it, it came about at that point of time.
Right. When you were starting here during those time in early 2010, I'm sure there was not much of a use of social media platform like LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and it was really hard to reach out to people.
Right.
So how did you reach out to people,
Luckily for me, my husband studied here.
Mm-hmm.
So his network became my network.
Oh. Interesting.
Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that kind of helped me to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, his friends became my friends. So they really helped me in kind of building my network. And I think for any immigrant, right, it's very important to kind of understand and get out of their comfort zone and to connect with people in their little cohort and have them connect you to other people. And that's a great way to kind of it was a great way for me to meet more people at that point of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then now you're working at World Education Services as a product manager.
That's right.
Right. So how did this job happen?
Well, I've been working at WES for 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, a recruiter at that time reached out to me.
By LinkedIn or by somebody or email introduction?
I was doing a course at NYU at that point of time, like a short course.
Mm-hmm.
And so they reached out to me, from what I recall. And I went in for the interview and I got selected.
Mm-hmm.
It was as simple as that. When I started off, I was mainly on the product market, like on the marketing side. And, eventually along the way, this transitioned more into a product, from product marketing to product management.
What do you think made that recruiter reach out to you? How did that happen?
I think there may be a combination of things, right? Mm-hmm. Like I think being a part of the NYU cohort or doing a course from there and your resume having these courses definitely adds to your experience to some degree along with the projects that you've picked up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just taking all those experiences kind of has you stand out as someone who's more recruitable, and also my past experience from India. Telenor was launching their operations in India. I was a part of the launch campaign.
What is Telenor, by the way?
Telenor is a telecommunication giant, which is Norwegian. It's a Norwegian company. Mm-hmm. So they were launching their operations in India, and I was a part of the launch in Bangalore or in the Karnataka circle at that point of time. And also, I come from a marketing background. I work with Ogilvy & Mather, which is actually an advertising company. So all of these experience kind of led up to the fact that the recruiter will probably notice you. So I think that's what kind of had me stand out from the pool of applicants at that point of time.
Interesting.
Now, in your current work in the product management at World Education Services, what is your job like? What are your responsibilities?
Product management is one area which means different things to different companies. In our company, it could be something like, you know, somebody, for instance, Deepika has an idea or anybody within the company has an idea. We take the idea from concept to completion, meaning you say, hey, how about we make an app? So I take that idea and I actually sit down with different stakeholders in the company and define that idea along with the users, and then we flush that out with the development teams to see if this is something which is feasible internally, or can we do it, can we not do it, is there a need for us to do this. And once we kind of define that, we start building prototypes and we see if this is something which we can scale, and then we put it out there and we maintain it and things like that. So in terms of roles and responsibilities, it includes everything from kind of idea, getting a concept, building the go-to-market strategy, and then launching it, and then thereafter maintaining it. So we have to wear multiple hats, everything from a strategic hat to a tactical hat, and then, you know, and then managing it along the way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you recently founded a New York Women in Production Product Management.
Yeah.
Okay, what is this? Is this a company? Is this a community organization? What is this?
So New York Women in Product Management is an initiative which advocates for women in all disciplines of product, which includes anything from UX to design to engineering and everything else in between.
This initiative that you have founded, why is a need for this?
So if you look at product management on the whole, women make up 35% of the workforce, and mainly in the entry level areas. We need more women on the top.
Okay.
So which means, you know, the pie, when you look at it, there's like close to 68% are men, right? That also, that kind of trickles into the fact that when people are making products, there's no inclusion, you know, there's not enough inclusion. We need to bridge that gap. And that's what the initiative is all about. I feel like inclusive, you know, product making a building will lead to better products, better design products, which means that, you know, it's going to be more impactful.
So for those who are interested in future events that you organize, they can just go and search about your events on Eventbrite, right?
Well, there are multiple ways to get involved. Firstly, New York Women Product Management now is also present in Atlanta and Toronto. And then, you know, you can go to meetup.com. There's a global Slack community. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on LinkedIn. You can find me on LinkedIn as well. And people can reach out to me whenever they like. I'm always available. You know, the one thing that I'll also say is about the fact that, you know, me as an immigrant, and I think this kind of resonates with all immigrants who are kind of moving here to the US in general, is that a recent study kind of said that 45% of business owners, immigrant business owners, are women. And this kind of probably is because of the resilience and problem-solving abilities that women have, right? They find it like they come with this innate problem-solving experience. Women are also very good at you know, a collaboration. They're very, very good at nurturing, and they have very, very high IQ and EQ, which can be tied into product management. And so all of these ideas that I have is something that has trickled into the fact that I started this initiative of New York Women in Product Management.
You have a full-time job and you have just started this initiative. How are you, you know, juggling things out?
I'm a mother.
And you're a mother too, yeah.
I'm a mother, so mothers make the best project managers naturally. Well, I think, this is a good question because in general, women just have this natural ability to multitask. Mm-hmm. We know how to compartmentalize our brain in a very, very special way, and I'm sure Deepika will agree. for me, I think, when I'm in my job, I really dedicate all my energy and I'm very passionate about what I do at VES. Because we're working with immigrants, we're working with students who are coming and moving from the, to the US or to the Canadian region. They could so I'm very, very passionate about what I do. I'm myself an immigrant. This mission really is something which is drawn to me. But when I'm working outside of work, which is after the 9 to 5, I'm very passionate about what I do outside. And I try to dedicate all my time when I'm at home, to my family.
Now we have come to the end of the podcast. Is there anything else you want to share with our audience, especially for immigrants professional who want to pursue their career here?
I think it's very important to kind of understand that, your career and your life here in the US is what you want it to be. Mm-hmm. There are no limitations, right? You navigate it. And you kind of you know your potential, you know your skills, you know your limitations. You work around that. You know how to connect those dots. There's no one who's going to, pull you back in any way. You just have to keep going. And I think one step in front of the other, and you take it slow and steady, and you just keep going. That's the only advice I'll give you. And just the more people you meet, there are more possibilities.
Right. If anybody wants to get in touch with you regarding any career advice or anything, what would be the best way to get in touch with you?
I'm always accessible. I'm always reachable. People can reach out to me on LinkedIn. People can reach out to me, via email. My email is naimisha@nywpm.com. I'm always here to kind of help out. I'd love to kind of help in any way I can.
Would you mind spelling out your email?
Yeah, it's Naimisha, NAIMEESHA @nywpm.com.
Thank you so much, Naimisha.
Oh, no, my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And before we say bye-bye, we would like to say thank you to the English Speaking Union, ARNIC, for providing us the space to record this conversation today with Naimisha. Yeah. If you are a new immigrant in New York City, definitely reach out to ARNIC, English Speaking Union, because they provide free English language classes and free professional development classes.
And if you want to follow our previous episodes, make sure you log into podcast@theendoftheday.com or follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you find us.
Yes, on that note, it's time to say bye-bye. Have a great one, guys.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm Ian Hull from the U.S. Census Bureau. Beginning on March 12th, everyone in the country will be invited to respond to the 2020 census. You'll have the ability to respond to the census over the phone, online, or using a paper form. It is incredibly important that everyone is counted. Make sure you, your family members, and your neighbors are counted in this critical census. We only get one chance every 10 years to conduct the census. This is your chance to be counted.